This is Senior Moments on KVON 1440. Proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit, in collaboration with Molly's Angels, providing transportation and support services to Napa County seniors in need.
And for this week's Senior Moments, our guest is Amanda Kennedy, and Amanda is with the Jefferson Street Senior Housing Organization in Napa. Amanda, good morning. Welcome in.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing all right. About yourself?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good, good to know that. So there's probably people listening who aren't even familiar with the Jefferson Street Senior Housing Project. Tell us about it.
So Jefferson Street Senior Housing, it's a HUD-assisted housing program. So that means that seniors live here 65 and up, and also it's low-income housing.
And have to qualify based on their income level for that subsidized housing, yeah?
Yes. So some people pay zero rent. Their rent is based off of their income. And it's actually a pretty long waiting list right now. It's up to, I think, 3 years of a waiting list.
Boy, 3 years, yikes. How many units are there at the facility?
There are 67 units and 87 residents.
Mm-hmm. And that's is literally right there on Jefferson Street, just north of what we think of as downtown Napa.
Yeah, so it's actually right across the street from Lucky's in North Napa on Northern Jefferson.
Okay, I'm thinking about the wrong facility.
No worries.
There we go.
Yeah, it's right next to the Queen.
Gotcha. Okay.
Or St. Joseph's. Excuse me.
Very, very good. And your function there at Jefferson Street Senior Housing is to do what?
I am a social services coordinator, which is a program that HUD Housing developed to promote financial security, physical security, and social connections of our residents, because we want people to be able to live independently as long as possible and remain in the community versus being put into assisted living or a higher level of care.
Hmm. A good simple and basic question. What do you do in an ordinary day?
So oftentimes I'll have a list of people that are maybe requiring a higher level of care or have maybe a health condition they're dealing with or maybe some mental health issues or are just maybe struggling extra financially. So I have a list that I'll go through and I'll follow up with people even weekly sometimes or with their family depending on if they're in the hospital or if maybe the resident isn't able to communicate as well, which it could even be a translation issue. So we'll do a lot of non-clinical needs assessments, which assess the resident's wellness and social needs. And then I'll make referrals accordingly as well.
Well, that's a lot. how many?
That's the beginning of the
list. Just the beginning. How many of you are there? Do you have a lot of staff working this way with the residents?
So actually, I'm the only social services coordinator here.
I knew you were going to say that.
So we have two other staff members in offices. They are the housing management staff, but HUD Housing has my office separate. They try and have my office separate because they want residents to feel comfortable to come to me and know that what they share with me isn't going to be shared with housing management. Unless there's maybe a safety concern, and then we'll talk through what needs to be shared with housing management.
Hmm. I would think it's a challenging job in general, but in the current environment, you know, we're all living in a challenge these days, and I'm wondering to what degree the pandemic, of course, and news about all the problems around the country are affecting the residents that you're working with.
So I've noticed that it's almost like a microcosm here of what, you know, reflected on what's going on in the outside world or in Napa or in California or even the country. But I believe that seniors have kind of been affected even more because they've kind of had an increased amount of isolation because they have an increased risk of COVID complications. So they are, you know, some people have been in their houses since March and have only left to go to the doctors or possibly even just seeing me in this whole entire time. So, yeah, it's been very difficult because I also was hired on after a period of time where there was not a social services coordinator. So it's been a lot of catch up work trying to get to know people during the pandemic when a lot of the outreach is done over the phone or in a lot of like grab and go style events or outreach where people are just, you know, coming to say hi and picking something up and leaving. So trying to really build rapport, and then also my job is to know what's going on in their life so I can help. So seeing what their needs are and having enough of a relationship where I can ask the more difficult questions about how they're doing mentally and physically.
So we're talking today on Senior Moments with Amanda Kennedy, and she's the Social Services Coordinator at Jefferson Street Senior Housing. And my notes here say you're a Napa native and you got your degree from PUC.
Yes, so very local.
Yeah, super local. How long have you been doing this work?
I actually am a recent graduate. I graduated this past spring, but I've been working in social work and have a history in working in mental health since when I first began school.
Well, congratulations to you. You dove right into a very difficult job, it would appear to me.
Yeah, it's been really interesting because, for one, there was not someone here to kind of pattern off of when I came. And then since I'm working by myself in this department, and also you can't just Google how to reach seniors in a pandemic. So it's been really a lot of brainstorming and trying to be creative and honestly reaching out. A lot of what I did when I first came was to network and to reach out to organizations, to other service coordinators. There's a service coordinator at Rolls Manor that I'm really connected with, mm-hmm. and always asking her questions, like, "Hey, what are you guys doing for this?" And that's honestly what's been getting us through is that community support and just really, you know, being willing to share our ideas, being willing to go out of our way to support one another and the residents, because honestly, that's what makes the residents be able to get the services they need.
Mm-hmm. Is there a common thread in terms of what those needs are right now, and the might be needs that expand beyond your population, but to the senior community as a whole?
Yeah, I would say that a lot of the needs are social connection. So yeah. Maybe they didn't, even if they were part of, you know, a senior program where they were having social activities, or they were even seeing their doctor in person, or they were maybe seeing their friends more often. They maybe weren't viewing them as, oh, this is helping my mental health. But now, because we're not having as many of those opportunities and they're not out and about in the community, there is a lot, there's a higher need of mental health services. So a lot of referrals are being made to, you know, Mentis and Healthy Minds, Healthy Aging, because, you know, even the CDC just published something about, it's from 2020, it's hard to find recent studies, but they were saying that, you know, social isolation can affect, or is associated with a 50% risk of dementia, or, you know, it's isolation is a risk that can rival smoking, obesity, and, you know, just not even being active. So I would say that's one of the biggest needs outside of, you know, the basic, like, food, clothing, shelter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, challenging time. I have a sort of, I don't know, maybe it's a stereotype in my mind, but I kind of picture older folks being able to ride this out with a little more aplomb might be a word, or to take it in stride more, because by the time you get to a certain age, you've seen a lot of stuff, you've gone through tough times, you know that tough times come and go, and maybe when you're younger, the pressure's on you and so forth, you can rage against it a little bit more. Am I off base on that, or do you see anything of that vein?
I think it's a little more complicated. I believe that, honestly, one of the things that I've been surprised about is how resilient people have been.
Mm-hmm.
People are very open to trying to build friendships, trying to do new things. And, you know, even though there's always that sadness about not being able to do things how they're normally done, people have been engaged and participating in new things. But also, it's been a time where people have been alone a lot, and so they're maybe thinking about, I've noticed a trend of people kind of processing stuff they've gone through when they were kids, or processing maybe someone they've lost, so it's a lot of time to think. So, yes, it is kind of rolling with the punches, you know, you could say, but also it's been more time to think about things, but I've noticed people are willing to process these things, they're willing to open up, which honestly I feel privileged to be that person that they're able to do that with, but I always want to try and connect them. You know, Molly's Angels has the care calls, or, you know, if further help with mental health is needed, then I'll make that type of referral. But I always want to create, like, that space where they feel comfortable in sharing.
Well, that's a great answer to the question. Amanda Kennedy, Social Services Coordinator, Jefferson Street Senior Housing. As you mentioned earlier, there's a 3-year wait to get in, so I'm not sure we want to push a website or a phone number, but how might people learn more about what's available there?
So people can call my number, actually, and then I can connect mm-hmm. them to the people that they need to, or okay. I can even give them a list of other places to apply in addition to here.
Mm-hmm.
My number is 707-258-2927.
Very good. Amanda Kennedy, thanks for your time today. Sounds to me like you've got your arms around the whole thing pretty well.
Thank you so much, Bray. Okay. I appreciate your time.
You bet. Take care. Have a good day. And that is our Senior Moments for this week.
Senior Moments was proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit, in collaboration with Molly's Angels, providing transportation and support services to Napa County seniors in need.